Penguin Random House Audio presents Same as Ever, A Guide to What Never Changes by Morgan Housel. Read for you by Chris Hill. For the Reasonable Optimists. Our life is indeed the same as it ever was, the same physiological and psychological processes that have been man's for hundreds of thousands of years still endure. Carl Jung. The wise in all ages have always said the same thing, and the fools, who at all times form the immense majority, have in their way too acted alike and done just the opposite. Arthur Schopenhauer. History never repeats itself. Man always does. Voltaire. I've learned an important trick. To develop foresight, you need to practice hindsight. Jane McGonigal. The dead outnumber the living 14-1, and we ignore the accumulated experience of such a huge majority of mankind at our peril. Neil Ferguson. Introduction. The Little Laws of Life. I once had lunch with a guy who's close to Warren Buffett. This guy, we'll call him Jim, not his real name, was driving around Omaha, Nebraska with Buffett in late 2009. The global economy was crippled at this point, and Omaha was no exception. Stores were closed, businesses were boarded up. Jim said to Warren, "It's so bad right now. How does the economy ever bounce back from this?" Warren said, "Jim, do you know what the best-selling candy bar was in 1962? "No," Jim said. "Snickers," said Warren. "And do you know what the best-selling candy bar is today?" "No," said Jim. "Snickers," Warren said. Then silence. That was the end of the conversation. This is a book of short stories about what never changes in a changing world. History is filled with surprises no one could have seen coming, but it's also filled with so much timeless wisdom. If you traveled in time to 500 years ago, or 500 years from now, you would be astounded at how much technology and medicine has changed. The geopolitical order would make no sense to you. The language and dialect might be completely foreign. But you'd notice people falling for greed and fear just like they do in our current world. You'd see people persuaded by risk, jealousy, and tribal affiliations in ways that are familiar to you. You'd see overconfidence and short-sightedness that remind you of people's behavior today. You'd find people seeking the secret to a happy life and trying to find certainty when none exists in ways that are entirely relatable. When transported to an unfamiliar world, you'd spend a few minutes watching people behave and say, "Ah, I've seen this before. Same as ever." Change captures our attention because it's surprising and exciting. But the behaviors that never change are history's most powerful lessons because they preview what to expect in the future. Your future. Everyone's future. No matter who you are, where you're from, how old you are, or how much money you make, there are timeless lessons from human behavior that are some of the most important things you can ever learn. It's a simple idea, but it's so easy to overlook. And once you grasp it, you'll be able to make better sense of your own life, understand why the world is the way it is, and become more at ease with what the future has in store. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos once said that he's often asked what's going to change in the next 10 years. "I almost never get the question, what's not going to change in the next 10 years," he said. And I submit to you that the second question is actually the more important of the two. Things that never change are important because you can put so much confidence into knowing how they'll shape the future. Bezos said it's impossible to imagine a future where Amazon customers don't want low prices and fast shipping, so he can put enormous investment into those things. The same philosophy works in almost all areas of life. I have no clue what the stock market will do next year, or any year, but I'm very confident about people's penchant for greed and fear, which never changes. So that's what I spend my time thinking about. I have no idea who will win the next presidential election, but I'm confident about the ways people's attachment to tribal identities influences their thinking, which is the same today as it was 1,000 years ago and will be 1,000 years from now. I cannot tell you what businesses will dominate the next decade, but I can tell you how business leaders let success go to their heads, becoming lazy and entitled, and eventually losing their edge. That story hasn't changed in hundreds of years and never will. Philosophers have spent centuries discussing the idea that there are an infinite number of ways your life could play out, and you just happen to be living in this specific version. It's a wild thing to contemplate, and it leads to the question, what would be true in every imaginable version of your life, not just this one? Those universal truths are obviously the most important things to focus on, because they don't rely on chance, luck, or accident. Entrepreneur and investor Naval Ravikant put it this way. In 1,000 parallel universes, you want to be wealthy in 999 of them. You don't want to be wealthy in the 50 of them where you got lucky. So we want to factor luck out of it. I want to live in a way that if my life played out 1,000 times, Naval is successful 999 times. That's what this book is about. In 1,000 parallel universes, what would be true in every single one? Each of the following 23 chapters can be listened to independently, so there's no harm in skipping and choosing as you wish. What they have in common is that I'm confident each of these topics will be as relevant hundreds of years from now as they were hundreds of years ago. None of the chapters are long, and you're welcome for that. Many are derived from my blog at the Collaborative Fund, where I write about the intersection of money, history, and psychology. The first looks at how fragile the world is, with a personal story about the scariest day of my life. Hanging by a thread. If you know where we've been, you realize we have no idea where we're going. A big lesson from history is realizing how much of the world hangs by a thread. Some of the biggest and most consequential changes in history happened because of a random, unforeseeable, thoughtless encounter or decision that led to magic or mayhem. Author Tim Urban once wrote, "If you went back in time before your birth, you'd be terrified to do anything, because you'd know that even the smallest nudges to the present can have major impacts on the future." How hauntingly true. Let me tell you a personal story about how I became interested in this topic. I grew up ski racing in Lake Tahoe. I was on the Squaw Valley ski team, and it was the center of my life for a decade. Our ski team consisted of a dozen racers. By the early 2000s, we were teenagers, and most of us had spent the majority of our lives together. We skied 6 days a week, 10 months a year, traveling the globe to wherever we could find snow. I wasn't close to most of them. We spent too much time together and fought like cats. But four of us had become inseparable friends. This is the story of two of those friends, Brendan Allen and Brian Richmond. On February 15, 2001, our team had just returned from a race in Colorado. Our flight home was delayed because Lake Tahoe had been hit with a blizzard, extreme even by its own standards. You can't ski race when there's a blanket of new snow. Racing requires hard-packed ice. So training was canceled, and Brendan, Brian, and I prepared for a week of what we called free skiing, unstructured goofing off, skiing around, and having a good time. Earlier that month, Tahoe received several feet of light, fluffy snow that comes from bitter cold air. The storm that hit in mid-February was different. It was warm, barely at the freezing point, and
sample complete. Ready to continue?